Well, well,
well.
Well,
well, well.
Look at you, Applehead.
I beat Huggy again.
Welcome to another edition of the Matt and Applehead podcast.
Yeah.
Applehead, who's replacing Huggy from now on in his what do you call it when you're very early? What's that word?
Well, well, well.
Well, looks like you're late.
You hear me,
buddy? You're late, Huggy.
Yeah, I was having a little trouble logging in. It was a little challenging.
Oh my gosh! I was having a little trouble logging in. A little hard on this. Very difficult.
Yeah, I was. I don't know what I was doing.
Huh? I don't know.
I was
hitting buttons and nothing was working.
I was using my calculator, and it wasn't working.
Good job. Applehead beat you again twice in a week.
That's okay.
No, it isn't. I know how there's things like that bother you, and I know that bothers you.
It doesn't.
It does.
That's the old me. That's the old me. I'm not like that anymore. I'm not like that.
Okay.
I'm not obsessed with things like that anymore.
I don't believe it. Well, welcome.
Is someone eating?
What? Yeah.
No. What the hell are you eating, dude?
You hear that?
What do you got? Soup?
No, it's chili with mashed potatoes.
Oh my God. We're trying to do a podcast here, dude.
Sorry, I thought I was going to be done.
Yeah. Well,
plus, I'll be eating banana bread.
You're having chili? Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Chili doesn't make you do that, dude.
Red kidney beans.
I mean, it's beans, Matt. Of course it makes you fart.
Okay.
Or you'll be hearing it by the end of this podcast. Just be thankful. You're not in the same room as me.
I'm thankful.
There'll be no women tonight, I'm assuming.
Well, that's pretty much every night. So I can eat all the chili I want.
I have to, Matt, I think we're going to have to, the show may focus on you a little bit more tonight. And I'm just going to warn you.
Wait, quick question. Okay. Both of you guys are married. You're laying in bed with your wife and you got a fart. Do you just let it go, or do you get up out of courtesy and, like, go into the bathroom?
I mean, is my ass facing her?
Or do you just fart her face?
Is she awake?
No, she can be sleeping.
Oh, she's sleeping enough. I'll let it go. But if she's awake, I'll hold it in, dude.
All right.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and also if I sense that it's going to be a bad one, then I would probably go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, if it's going to be loud or have a vile odor. Yeah.
Some guys just do ripping right in front of their wives. But, you know, I'm just, you know, yeah, just I don't do that. I don't want my wife to do that. So, right?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That's absolutely right, dude.
Girls don't fart. Girls don't poop.
That's not
true. I mean,
true.
The good-looking one.
That's
not true.
Yeah, that's not true either.
Yeah,
that's
not true either.
That's not true.
If you're a supermodel, you don't.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course it does. They all do it. Come on, Applehead.
They do.
Yeah.
So Matt, there's two things that I want to discuss, and I think Applehead wants to discuss them too.
Okay.
So we were on a text thread the other night during the Phillies game when they were playing the Braves. You remember that series, the one you thought they were going to lose.
I can read the text.
That I have. I screenshot them. And
wow. You screenshot them.
I did. Yeah. Because
let's hear it.
These are just some of the things you said. It's over. It's fucking over.
This was the game that the Phillies lost against the Braves.
Yes.
Which was a heartbreaking game.
Yeah. So you wrote, it's over. Then in all caps, you wrote, it's fucking over. Then you wrote in all caps, face it. Then you wrote, the Braves bats are hot. It's over. So you were, hold on, it gets better. It was fun while it lasted. Then Applehead said we will skull fuck the Braves on Wednesday at home.
Which we did.
Then Matt said, no, we won't. And then I wrote, I love negative Matt. And then you wrote, seriously, face reality. It's over. They are the best team in baseball. That was our only shot. Like, literally, you basically gave them one win. Like, they had one win. And it was, you were done. That was it. So then I wrote, I love it. Keep going, Matt, because I just wanted to feed in to see how negative you would go. Then you wrote, do you not agree? And then Applet said, we just need to win two games.
Right.
And then you said, I'm sorry, I don't agree. I really believe it's over. I'm fucking done watching Philly sports. They blow it year after year. Fucking done. Fuck all Philly sports. Fuck the Phillies. Fuck the Eagles. Fuck the Flyers. Fuck the Sixers. Then you wrote, I say the Phillies lose the next game 5-0. I'm not watching. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'd rather watch. This is where you really got interesting. I'd rather watch fat chicks eat each other's shit than watch the next game.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So you were a little negative there, huh?
And then Huggy sent that meme to Matt. That was Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Your hate is strong.
Yeah, your hate is making you strong.
Yeah.
Okay, well, can I defend myself?
Wait, and then last night, after the Phillies crushed the Diamondbacks, I texted in the same thread. I said, Matt, are you giving up like the French did during World War II?
I didn't see that one. I don't know if I saw that one.
I said that last night after the game.
Can I defend myself?
No, you didn't. I don't see that text.
I sent it to you guys last night.
Yeah, when was this?
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
After the game. Unless I mistakenly sent it to someone else.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you mistakenly sent it to someone else.
Yeah, wasn't,
I don't
wasn't
see
us.
That one. Yep, I don't see it. Nope.
Yes. See, I couldn't say anything there.
Yeah. So sorry. I will have to side with Matt on that one. So I don't know who you texted about the French.
I said two things that don't exist: Bigfoot and Matt's loyalty to Philadelphia sports.
Yeah. Let's get into that. We're going to get into that other thing later. We're just dealing with this for right now.
Can I defend myself about this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well. It looks like they blew it, right? It was not looking good. The bats were starting to get hot for the Braves. I was very disappointed. And sometimes you have to protect your heart, saying, you know, that they could lose, this could be it. And I was coming to the realization that this could be the game that's going to kill them right here. And I don't know if you remember last year when they put up Houston gave the Phillies a no-hitter, they didn't hit. And then that was it, and the Phillies just fell apart after that. So yeah,
it's just you had given up so early. I think that was it. Was like it was barely in the second game. Like
I think 80% of Philadelphia felt the same way I felt. I'm gonna say that right now. After that game, everybody was pretty much down that the Phillies aren't gonna win. Yeah, was I negative? Yeah, did I say to my neighbor who walks by that I talk by baseball all the time, who works for the Phillies? I said, fuck the Phillies.
On his way to work.
On his way to school with his daughter. Oh. That's what I said to him. So, did I say to other people? I said it to all my other friends too.
The only thing I can say in Matt's defense is it's like a preemptive way of shielding your emotions from
that. Exactly.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Which
that's
happened.
Exactly.
Many, many, many times over the course of our lifetime.
Was I negative? Yeah. I was
super negative. I think it's like ultimately like it's you're there to watch and enjoy it.
Yeah, but when
if you're that invested in it where you're threatening people, you're threatening like maybe you shouldn't watch it at all. Maybe it's not for you. That's what
I'm gonna say the hardest part about that whole thing was when they lost, because I was keeping my negativity away from my wife.
Because the dog's hiding under the bed.
Basically, yeah. Because when the Eagles lose and I get like that, she's just like, you're an asshole. I'm never watching fucking Phillies or Eagles with you ever again. When they lost, I was just like, shut up. Don't say anything. That's why I was letting it out to you guys, because I couldn't let it out to anybody else.
Yeah, right.
If I said
yeah.
it to her, then it would have been over. Then she would have never watched the Phillies with me again. Yeah, did I think they were going to lose? Yeah, I thought they were going to lose. Come on.
Did they not lose,
we almost swept the Braves.
Yes. Like, I mean, we embarrassed the best offensive team in the game.
Right. Are they not?
Argumentatively in history.
Right. That's what I mean. They're one of the best teams. Were you worried or no?
Yes.
You know what? I wasn't even thinking about it. I'll tell you why. I was like, you know what? These guys are just – they're going on mojo, energy. Like, let's just see it through. Like, there's – you know, I don't know what it was. I'm like, let's just go with it. Whatever happens, happens. They got hot late, and, you know, that's what's going on here. And that's it. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily, like, saying, oh, they're definitely going to win. They're definitely going to lose. I didn't know. I just – like, let's just go with it.
You know, like
– excuse me.
Like, there's – like, some years I won't watch, you know, Phillies as much as other years. The one year they won the World Series, for some reason that year I watched, you know, I'm going to say 80% of the games. I went to a lot of games. This year, you know, it's kind of the same way. Watched a lot, went to a lot of games, you know, enjoy the Phillies. Like, love baseball. I know people think it's boring, but baseball to me is so much more intense than it is with, you know, with freaking football. I don't know why. I just feel like when every pitch is like makes a big difference, you know, in the game. So, yeah, do I get invested in it? Yeah. You know, I've been on the Phillies even back in, you know, in the radio days, and you would always be like,
yeah. Oh, so, no, you're not a fair weather fan. I never accused you of that. I've never accused
you. I was protecting my heart. How's that? Will you accept that?
Yeah, you're just an emotional guy. You just get very wound up.
So,
and, you know, like when they don't win, it determines your whole week. Like, it just.
So I was at a, we'll go into the other part later, but the last game, I was in Colorado watching the game at a bar with me and three other guys, and there were two Braves fans sitting next to me. At one point, the guy, something happened with Bryce Harper. I was like, oh yeah, attaboy, Harper. And things started to get really heated between me and the other dude. There was almost a fist fight. And my buddy's like, you need to calm down right now, Matt. You need to fucking calm down.
Oh my God. I know that, Matt.
Uh-huh.
And that Matt doesn't have a stop sign. There's no, it's just, yep.
It was pretty ugly. You would have
just fucking torn his flesh off with your bare teeth.
Everybody at the table's hiding it, all the sharp objects.
Yeah, my God.
So, yeah, do I get emotional? Yeah, I do, you know, but I was worried, and I think there.
Did you start the aggression, or did he?
He kind of started it, yeah. He started it, and then once he started it, then that was it. Then that was like, okay,
that was it.
You want to
and
start
that was
it?
The game that we eliminated them.
Yes. Yeah.
So did you talk shit after we won?
What do you think?
Of course he did.
A little bit. And then I shook his hand. Sorry. You know, well, I was happy at that point. I didn't really care less at that point. But, I mean, they had the bases loaded almost, right? And then we, you know, got out of it. A big jam, so.
Yeah, it was a big jam. We got out of it. Yeah,
but yeah, I get a little invested because I feel like this after the All-Star break and everything, I thought they were a good team, except when they played the Braves in the regular season. I thought they got beat by the Braves, but you know they were winning a lot of games. They were looking great. So, you know,
and then last night, why'd you lie and say you didn't watch? You're such an ass. I didn't lie. He's like texting me. I wasn't watching. I'm like, yeah, you were. Yeah, like he's lying. He's not watching.
Because I just told you guys them. I hate all Philadelphia sports. What am I supposed to say?
So you lied.
I do.
You just lied.
Yeah, I completely lied.
Yeah, because I know. I'm like, I know Matt's watching. Like, of course he's watching. Like, were you in a good mood? They won 10-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, were you happy? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was happy. I was in a good mood. Good mood today. You know, hanging on till tomorrow.
I mean, that was an embarrassment. Like,
that was
like we literally shut them down.
How great is our home field advantage?
Oh my God!
No, I mean, like one thing I noticed No one leaves the game. Other cities, they're up by that much. The people start filtering out.
Yes.
Everybody's on their feet the entire game. And I think the really, players feed off of just the energy of
this. Yeah, game. I'll tell you, it is really it's electric. Yeah, you see it. It's pretty crazy there.
Well, I heard that you can get a ticket for the Diamondbacks game. They're going for $18 in the upper deck right now.
Wow.
So just compare that to Philadelphia.
It's embarrassing.
There's no way that the tickets are going to be even close to that, you know, for any kind of playoff game.
Yeah.
So totally. I just feel like, yeah, I feel like people in Philadelphia get it. You know, we're passionate. We know what's going on in the game. We're not stupid. And I feel like other cities, you know, just they're not that invested, or they don't live and die by the sports team like we do.
Oh, no, not at all.
So,
all right. So can we get into this other thing?
Wait, real quick, Matt, yeah, you wrote these texts. Were you, like, how many beers? Oh, yeah, how much?
So let me just say this.
I don't know. I didn't feel like he was that drunk, to be honest with you.
No, maybe you know. four beers. And
yeah, there's no way he was that drunk. I mean, yeah. he wrote complete sentences. The words were spelled right. Like,
well, yeah,
there were complete thoughts. Like, I don't know. I didn't think he was drunk.
This whole playoff series, and I hope it continues all the way into the World Series, but my wallet and liver are taking a beating between the Phillies and the Eagles. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my buddies talked to me last night. They said, do you guys want to check into Betty Ford after this? I said, we might have to, dude.
Huggy said I should chain myself to the radiator so I don't go out and drink.
Yeah. Yeah, like the wolf man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when the moon falls.
Yeah.
All these people out, calling the cops and I turned
into a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Blood beer. Please. The Phillies are on. Let me go. Give me the key.
We went out, me and my wife went out. It was the Atlanta game, you know, after they lost the other one. It was the one on Wednesday. We went out to the bar at PJ's. We drove up there. We met each other there because she worked.
Let's just say we both left our cars at the bar. Both of you were that irresponsible?
No, we were responsible. We left our cars, you know.
I guess that's true.
You know, we weren't like, let's drive. We were, you know, just that's how it went.
So you left your cars at the bar. Yeah. My God. So you're in Colorado. So you send some video. No, I haven't put up everything you've sent, but we did put up the video of you where it appears you may have seen Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So yeah, we posted the video of some. It's grainy. The footage is grainy.
I'll post the video and the picture on our new Instagram page, Matt Huggy Applehead Podcast.
Okay,
so I'll post the video and the picture.
Yeah, I did not post the final picture you sent yet, which kind of clears the mystery up a little bit.
Okay, okay.
I wanted people to kind of digest the video a little and get their thoughts on, you know, what was happening in there.
Okay, so
and you're commenting. You're like, "Hey guys, you see this? You see this?
Sasquatch?
You see that? Guys, you see this?"
Okay, you want let's go back. Right? So you remember I said I left my car at the bar? That was Wednesday. We flew out to Colorado on Thursday. We had to be at the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my god.
So we go to Colorado. We go to Colorado, and I don't know if you know, there's a lot of stuff in Colorado that's legal, right?
Yes.
You know, so we did stop at the dispensary at 10 o'clock. We loaded up on our gummies and other and drinks, seltzers. Huggy, you would be proud of us.
Wow, yeah, I'm having one tonight. Thank you.
And then we we drank. I think that was Thursday. And the guy, one of our guys' friends, was there, and he's like, "Here, I got something else for you guys." And he gave us chocolate mushrooms. You know, that were in chocolate. Dear, so that's chocolate-infused mushrooms. So that was the night at the bar. And then I found out that this chocolates were from Johnny Depp came to Colorado. He wanted the same thing. He gave him this much, the chocolate bar mushrooms, and he didn't want the rest of them, you know, because he had to, you know, go back. And I think we got Johnny Depp's mushrooms.
How did you get Johnny Depp's mushrooms?
Well, he only took like half the chocolate bar, you know, half the chocolate of, you know, the mushroom. So
what, this is what the dispensary told you guys?
No, this is some other dude that we met out there that my friend knew.
Who's friends with Johnny Depp?
I mean, this is just the story, dude. This
okay.
Just...
It sounds legit.
And this is the night I did take them.
There's no holes in that story. It's holding up.
I did take them at the bar, and that's when I almost got in a fight with the Atlanta Braves fans.
My God. You were high, and then you had the mushrooms?
Yeah.
So you did both? You did both?
Yeah.
And this is after a long night of drinking.
I got to go back. So first, we went out to go see my buddy's son. So he's like, he needs a Halloween costume because he's going to a party. So we go to Goodwill, and I saw a gorilla suit costume. I was like, oh, my God. And then I bought another costume where it looks like you're standing on a leprechaun's shoulders, and he's, like, carrying you around.
Oh, wait, did you get that for me?
Yeah, really? Matt.
So I went into the store, and I spent, like, $80 on costumes because, you know, I like Halloween. So we had the gorilla suit. So 2 days after doing, you know, gummies and stuff like that, my buddy's like, let's go, you know, hike to the Flatirons, they're called. I was like, sure. He's like, dude, bring the gorilla suit and we'll make a video. And I was like, that's a great idea, dude.
Yeah, you guys, okay. It's a great idea.
After we started out watching the full eclipse, drinking beer at 10 o'clock in the morning at the pool. So... And taking gummies at 10:30, and then we decided to go drive to the Flatirons. And then so we get there, I have the gorilla suit, I put it on, and now I'm walking through the woods. Now, dude, this place is like there's like hundreds of people here. So I was like, I felt so embarrassed. I was like, oh, just do it. So I do it. I'm walking through, and these people are like, oh my God, that's so great. They're like, it's our anniversary. Can we get a picture with you? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
So you were in full suit and people were taking pictures with you?
I was in full suit. And then did I take off the suit afterwards? No. So I was walking down the trail. Everybody was looking at me being like, oh, my God. Everybody was taking pictures of me the whole time. It was very interesting. So we tried to film a Bigfoot sighting in Colorado.
It was believable. I felt, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, you were definitely into it.
I thought you really saw Bigfoot.
So wait, I have a really dumb question though. In the video, you're commenting on it, but you're in the suit?
No, my buddy, that was my buddies that were commenting.
No, I thought you say something. Hey guys, you see that? That's you.
No, it was my other buddy who said that.
He sounds just like you.
Yeah, I thought that was Matt.
Yeah, no, I thought that was you too. Hey guys, you see that?
No, I wasn't talking. I was Bigfoot, dude. It was good though. Doesn't it look real?
Yeah, no, you did a good job. Yeah, the footage is grainy, and you know, you were walking kind of like Bigfoot would walk.
That's how I walk when I have like 10 beers.
Yeah, and mushrooms and your stone. Yeah.
Are you still dressed as Bigfoot when you were arguing with the Braves fan?
No. I wasn't in Bigfoot costume right then.
And you weren't freaked out? You weren't like, I feel like with all those drugs in me, I might have gotten freaked out.
No, I wasn't on mushrooms that when I was in the Bigfoot costume. I might have been a little, maybe had a gummy and some, you know, 3 or 4 beers.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear the worst part? This is how this trip went. We had a Tesla and we had to charge it. We went to a Tesla charging station. Well, it took 50 minutes. What did four dudes do when we were charging a Tesla?
Smoke a joint?
No, we all drank beer in the parking lot for an hour.
Yeah.
While the Tesla charged.
Obviously. Wow.
Is this bad? Am I acting mature or not mature?
I mean, you know the answer to that. Like, please, you don't need us to answer that for you. No, the footage was great. It was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, the footage was good.
So how good were the mushrooms?
They were just like, it's like taking a gummy, just a little bit more, you know, just, you know, you feel it in your stomach and you just feel like a little bit light, you know, but just, they're just very elevating. You just feel like, you feel super high, but in a good way. Not like
you were tripping at all?
No, like seeing anything? I wasn't, no. My buddy was like, my buddy might have been like, because we were at the football game, we might have took some more at halftime at the football game.
We might have. I don't want to commit to that.
And he was like, everybody looks like little dots, man. He's like, it's kind of freaking me out. And I'm like, I feel fucking great, man. And I was like, I don't even care. I just feel so good right now.
And this was Colorado versus who?
Stanford.
Stanford?
Yeah, and so we left in about the third quarter, and they were up like 29-0. And then time we walked back to the hotel, the game was over, and they lost 52, like the 50, you know, 54, 52 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, thank you for clearing the mystery up.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That was.
The mystery really is solved. The Bigfoot mystery is solved.
But it sort of is, but I still think that's you talking. It sounds like you.
It wasn't me. It was my buddy Dave. Yeah.
It's you. Like, Dave sounds exactly. There's no way that's you. That audio is you.
Now then,
if that is you, then maybe you did see Bigfoot.
But it was
Bigfoot. The Bigfoot myth has been debunked.
But there was,
it's been mad all along.
But there was sighting just recently in Colorado, and that's, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if he saw that and he wanted to do that, but I thought it was pretty funny that was our idea, that we had a gorilla suit and that's what we would do. Mm. You know, when the wife's not there, well, this is what happens. I really need
someone to reel me in.
I need someone to help me out.
You bought a gorilla costume. You filmed Bigfoot videos. Yeah, no, you're very mature. Very mature. Really.
But we went to we had to go to the tailgate party for, you know, my friend's son's fraternity that he was in. So we go there. I'm like, dude, and this was me. I'm like, we got to take it easy. Like, we can't go to this party all messed up. We have to be, you know, good. My buddy had no stop signs. So we're on our way. We're taking an Uber. And I look at him. I'm like, you are not talking to anybody here. I am going to act like I am you. I am saying I am you. He's like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. So I was going up to people. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm Don. How you doing? Nice to meet you. And people are like, who's your son? I thought, I'm like, we love him. I lied to like 10 people saying that I was him because he shouldn't have talked to anybody.
Nice. Nice, good job.
Yeah, I try to pick up a couple of moms, you know, stuff like that too.
So. I hear you. Right, tell me more.
Moms, Applehead, like people my age, not like the 18-year-old.
Not college girl.
No,
I would have gone for the college girls.
Yeah, I wasn't going for that.
So I'm a sophomore. What's your major? That's what I study too.
That's what I study too.
Yeah. You don't see me. I do it online. I do the online course.
Yeah. Are you going to the game? Do you need any beer? I need my beer. I have an ID.
I'm so excited about homecoming. Oh my God, am I excited?
It says I'm 50, but I just put that down there just for that.
Yeah, I'll buy a fraternity shirt. I have no idea what it means. I'll just lie. I'll say, yeah. No, I just joined.
See, that's why you couldn't go to this, and I could have, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was doing other stuff that was, you know, more.
Yeah, he couldn't handle that. He couldn't handle that.
No, I don't think he could have handled that.
No, all that, I would have been freaked out.
No, it was fine.
So I actually have, to switch gears, I have another edition of On One Condition, which is where we give a scenario. We ask Applehead what he would do and it's usually on one condition. And okay. then Matt, you tell us what you think Applehead will do, and then Applehead tells us what he's going to do.
Okay.
So let's see. Let's start off.
Well, I'm sorry that I took away that whole podcast, but I thought that was, you know.
That was funny. Okay. No, it was good. Okay. We wanted to discuss all those things. Bigfoot.
We needed to clear up the Bigfoot mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Was it me or was it really Bigfoot?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's your voice. So I'm going to listen to it again when I hang up.
Okay.
Okay, Applehead.
Let's do it.
You get $1 million.
It has to be gay.
But one time per month, you must have sex. So you're going to be – so one per month for 1 year. So that'll be 12 times you have to have sex with either a midget, and that means you would have 12 midgets in a year. Someone with two prosthetics, could be two hands, two feet, one hand, one foot. You can mix and match. A glandular issue resulting in excess body hair, or a three-toed woman. So those are your choices. You get $1 million.
And I have a foot fetish.
So you have to have, and once a month, and once you pick the one, you will have that for an entire year. So you'll have 12 midgets, or, you know, 12 women that have prosthetics, 12 women that have a glandular issue resulting in excess body hair, or 12 women that only have three toes on each foot.
So wait. So I got to say, would he do it? And who would he pick?
I'm going to make the assumption he's going to do something. It's $1 million. So he's going to pick one of them. So he's got to pick one of them.
Okay.
So does he go with the midget? That be 12 midgets? Does he go with the prosthetics, the glandular hair issue, or the three-toed foot woman?
I think he goes with the three-toed foot woman.
And it's the same woman? A different woman.
No, it could be a different woman, but it has the same, you know, it'll be like 12 women that just have three toes. They could be different women.
Right. Not like 12 different midgets.
Yeah, it's not. You're not getting the same woman each
time. Like the midget of the month.
Yeah, exactly. So to speak.
Yeah, I have a calendar.
Yeah.
Let's see. So to speak. January.
midget of the month. I'm going to say, you know, Matt, that's a really good. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, mm-hmm. He could probably get past that one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say he picks the three-toed girl.
Yeah.
So midget, I think a midget would just be weird.
Would be 12, you know? Of them, even weirder.
Yeah. But then you know they could be kind of hot. They could be hot too. So.
Yeah. I mean, the women can be attractive. Yeah. I'm not saying that they're not they're unattractive. You have the woman that would be of two prosthetics. Then you have the excess body hair, and then the three toes.
I actually met a girl one time. And she was pretty cute, but she had, like, a wooden leg, which I didn't know until, like, later in, like, it was a while ago, but it was, like kind of a date. And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't know if I can get past that. So
you're looking at her, and you're like, why are there termites all over you?
Man, last night was wild. Look at all these empty beer bottles. Someone's leg is in the corner.
there's
still on the table. the hair would. That's an immediate turnoff.
It was like.
Why are you pecking at my leg? I don't know. What is that sound? Can you believe it? A woodpecker flew out through the window. Go crazy on your leg. The hair, that's out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would know that. Yeah, because you said you don't like hairy women.
The prosthetics. I mean, I think that kind of weirds me out. So I'm going to eliminate that. The midgets. it's like Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. You ever seen Time Bandits? Midgets, yeah, that's kind of that would be something. I don't think that would be easy.
Oh, so you're gonna go with the three toes.
So I'm going with the three toes.
Yeah,
you don't have to look at the toes.
Yeah, and well, what if she rubbed her toes all the time?
So is she missing seven toes?
No. She's just
three on each foot.
Yeah, she has three. She has three toes on each foot. Yeah. Yeah, she's not missing seven toes. Wow. Quite a few piggies missing. Yeah. That one went to the market, never came back.
Nice nails.
Oh my God.
When you get clear a pedicure, life. It's got to be really cheap.
Guessing you don't wear flip flops in the summer.
Oh.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
All right. The next one. $1 million again. But you must taste one human body part, liver, intestine, or genitals. Those are your choices.
Does he have $1 million?
What's that?
He could say no to every one of them, right?
I really don't want him to say it. It's no fun if he says no.
Okay, so he has to say yes to one of them.
He would get $1 million.
Liver, intestine, definitely liver.
Liver, intestine, or genitals. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he goes with the liver.
Yeah.
He just has to taste it. It's not a meal, just a taste.
Wait, am I a cannibal now?
We've already had you do everything else.
Yeah,
might as well.
This is delicious with some fava beans and a bottle of Chianti.
And nice Chianti. It's just a taste. That's all.
Yeah.
But who tastes the human body part?
I mean, these things. Yeah, exactly. That's why there's a lot of money attached to it, because it's definitely not okay.
I can't eat somebody.
They're dead.
I mean,
you
might get like violently ill.
They died.
Okay. Yeah.
This intestine, it's a bit gamey.
Can you pass the salt and pepper?
It's so chewy.
You have any hot sauce?
Yeah, hot sauce makes everything better.
That's right.
And I mean, I can say no, right?
No, you have to say yes to one.
You got
to
say yes. It makes it more. It's more fun.
I mean, I would never.
We understand. You never do.
Yeah, we get that. But if you had to pick one of them, you're gonna get $1 million for tasting it. I think you're right. He goes with the liver.
Can we change the body part?
No,
no. Those are your choices.
Is it female genitals?
Oh, there you go. That's
if it's a butthole, I'm in. I'm rolling in the dough. the vagina's an option too? You don't even have to pay me.
I've tasted that so many times. I know what it tastes like in my sleep. Give me a sub roll. Roast beef.
A little as you sauce with this?
Yeah, exactly. A little oil and vinegar? Yeah, I guess it could be either one. Yeah, I didn't specify.
Wow.
Well, I'd have to eat. Oh, yeah, all right. Geez. I'd have to go with the liver.
Yeah, the liver. Good one, Matt.
Okay. I thought after you said the female, I thought he was definitely going to go with that. So,
yeah, but you still have to like.
He's not going to eat the actual vagina. I don't think he can do it.
I mean, I
what
nibble
are
on
you
him.
Doing? Someone told me you. Someone told me that you knew how to eat pussy.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was that literal.
Yeah.
I swallow it whole too.
Yeah.
Okay. You meet a beautiful Arabic girl. She's super hot, 28. One of the hottest women you have ever met, and she is totally into you.
Totally too old.
Right long. Before you're ready to bang her, she tells you that she's a Hamas terrorist. What do you do?
Oh, my God.
Matt, I'm so into you.
Wait, what does he do? How do we figure this one out?
Does he have sex with her or not? Does he say yes and just do it, even though she's a Hamas terrorist? Or does he say, no, I can't. You're a terrorist. You're a Hamas terrorist.
He has sex with her. I'm sorry. He's gonna be, I'll just look the other way for this one time.
Yeah.
Oh, I
get...
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna
close your eyes, America. Don't look at this one.
I'm gonna retract. I'm gonna say he doesn't.
Wow, you're gonna say he'll have a moment of patriotism.
Yep.
And yeah. He won't do this.
Yeah.
He doesn't. She's 28, she's super hot, she's totally into him.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna be like, you know.
She gets totally naked except for the bomb vest.
Yeah.
Do you mind taking that off?
makes me a little jumpy. I'm a little jumpy.
When I said blow me, I didn't mean literally.
Wow. Wow.
I only have one Jewish friend, and I can lose him. Like, I can lose him tomorrow.
Just as I'm coming, I'm like, this is for Israel!
Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do?
You know what?
Yeah, I know.
No, we don't know. That's why we're waiting for the answer.
You know, I'm going to have to stand with Israel and say no.
There you go.
I don't believe you. You're a liar.
No, I believe. I think he wouldn't do it.
All right.
He could kill me.
Yeah.
They don't like Americans either.
Yeah, you're going to reject her? You're going to reject her? She's going to probably kill you now because you rejected her.
Yeah.
Save your own hide. You better do it.
And then she's in front of me naked. And I'm like, maybe nobody will find out.
All right, this is the last one. This is pretty messed up. All right. So this one, you get $100,000. You're part of a focus group where they are studying the effects of pornography on humans for 48 hours. So you must watch. Now, you'll be in a private room. You must watch people having sex. So for the first 24 hours, you will watch two women have sex. And they will be different women. Like each hour, they will send in different women. So, you know, intervals. I imagine you could guess what happened to the next 24 hours. You're going to have to watch two men. So, yeah, for the first 24 hours, you watch two women. I mean, you get a break. They give you a full, say, like a four-hour break. You can nap, eat, collect your thoughts, whatever you want to do.
Get the tissues off the floor.
Yeah, exactly. 20 hours, you're going to watch two women go at it. Different women each hour. And same thing for the next 24 hours or 20 hours, you'll have to watch men go at it.
Right.
That's it.
How much?
48 hours. $100,000.
No, he doesn't do it.
Did you do it?
No.
I won't think less of you.
No.
Is it because not enough money?
Yeah.
You'd want more money?
Yeah, a little more money. You know what? I don't know. I might do it for $100,000.
That's a lot of money. I mean, one weekend, $100,000?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be awful.
What did you do this weekend? Just watch some porn.
For 48 hours.
Yeah.
I watched lesbian and gay porn for 48 hours. So
last 24 hours was rough.
So you say he doesn't do it?
I'm going to say he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I agree. He won't do it.
Yeah,
I agree. He doesn't do it.
Oh, jeez, Huggy. I mean, 24 hours?
Yeah, I know.
It sounds lengthy, but it would go by quick.
That's like
24 hours.
Like, you'd probably be so desensitized in like fucking 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a focus group. They're studying the effects of porn on people. That's the whole point.
Then I have like little things on his brain to see his brain waves and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because yeah, we have to all of a sudden like, oh my god, he's getting turned on by the gay guys.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Sir, you've had a boner for 48 hours.
We've never seen this before. Yes,
we never thought this was humanly possible. For $100,000? I mean, you're just watching porn.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for $100,000, I would get out of debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, fuck it, I'd do it. For $100,000.
Wow.
I'm just watching. Man,
it's
just you're watching two dudes blow each other for a day.
Yeah. You are. That's all you're watching.
You just keep throwing up every hour.
Yeah, I critique. I critique every movie.
Yeah,
I'm going to break down the plot.
This acting's horrible.
Yeah.
God, I keep doing the same thing.
Oh my god,
that guy wasn't believable as a coach. Yeah. I never believed it for a second.
He could not play a pizza boy. Wow. He never delivered a pizza in his life.
I didn't buy it for a second. Yeah.
Oh, what are they doing now? Oh, my. Again, they're doing this again. It's so boring.
Well, there you go. Yeah, thank you.
One condition.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I try hard for these. I really do. I really do. I think about these very, you know. So, I think to myself, what would I do? And, you know, yeah.
So when you watch, you know, the Phillies, how you do watch them out there too, right? So you've been watching them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know. So there's a commercial that comes on for Applebee's, right? And it's the $1 margarita is back. Have you seen this one? And it has,
I don't know,
you know,
if I've seen that one. I don't know if I've
Black
seen
Sabbath,
that.
Has Black Sabbath.
Oh, yes. I know what you're going to say.
So,
oh, yeah. Crazy Train. Ozzy's playing. That's right.
So
I have seen that.
When that song comes on and it goes, and I point to my eye. You remember how you used to do that all the time, Huggy? Mm-hmm. When that song would come on, you'd be like, they'd be like, and you'd always point to your eye. And then the guitar would be like, and you'd do the same thing every time.
Yeah.
And when that came on, my son was sitting next to me. I was like, oh my god, this is giving me flashbacks to Huggy doing that. We always be like, shut up, dude. Shut up. You would always do it.
I really hadn't thought about that in a while.
Do you remember that, Applehead?
No, what I remember is when Ozzy Osbourne does the laugh, Huggy like puts his hand on his stomach and goes like like fake laughing.
Yeah.
So I'm working and I see the commercial come on and I'm doing it.
Yeah. Will you grab your stomach and do a laugh?
Wait.
This is it.
Yeah, I'm grabbing it now.
Yeah, right there. And now every time the commercial comes on and my son's around, I point to my eye. I'm like, aye.
Yeah, and then I would go up the fret with the pick.
Yeah,
do the guitar.
Yep, every time, dude.
Yeah.
Every but it's time. Like when Huggy would do the laugh. It's really animated.
So you were annoyed when I did that?
I thought it was funny. I forgot about it. But when I hear that song, I just think of that.
The beginning. I forgot about it. It just brought me back. And I was just like, oh, my God. He used to point to his eye all the time. And I'd be like, stop it, dude. Stop it.
Yeah, so you would get annoyed. Yeah.
Yes, I would get annoyed. Yes, 100%.
Okay. Probably why I continue to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah, really, that's funny. It's a good memory. I hadn't thought of that in years.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm glad you thought of it too, Apple. I'm glad you.
Yeah, because I would be in the studio. You guys were doing your show, and you guys would play that song. And I just remember Huggy would imitate Ozzy laughing.
Yeah, there was a few songs that would like I would do. What's the AC/DC one? At the Shoot the Thrill, when he would go, oh, yeah. And I would do that.
Yeah.
And then we would always do, whenever we played Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses, and, you know, at the end, you know, and it was, you know, yeah. We would just continue to do it on the radio.
Yeah, you did have some annoying things. You did.
Yeah, yeah.
They were
yeah.
funny, though.
You did those too. You did those too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or when you guys would play Creed.
Oh, my God. I think
Huggy would grab the microphone and put his arms up in the air and be like, "We're the arms wide over."
If people only knew, like, I mean, Matt and I would just. We would just, it was pained us to play that all the time.
It did.
Well, you would play the songs like every hour, you know, radio station. It was certain songs that you would constantly play.
And the Creed was just that was out of control.
Yeah, we would just, and you know, we would say as little about those bands as we just would never.
That was Creed.
I mean, we would. Yeah, that was Creed. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I guess if we were promoting them in concert, we would do the bare minimum every time. Like, the absolute bare minimum.
So, like, you have to read something about Creed coming to town or poor childhood orphans. We'd be like, oh, we're talking about the orphans.
Well, as a DJ, you know, you want to be impartial because a DJ's personal likes, you know, as a listener, you know, you don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff that we played, I was fine with. You know, I mean, it was all rock I liked. You know, some of it you'd heard too much, but
yeah,
it was fine. But it was just like some of those bands were difficult to stomach. Yes. You know, you just, you know, you knew they were popular at the moment, but they weren't necessarily good.
Right.
And you know, Creed was one of them. You're like, oh my god!
But that,
you know, it was just freaking painful to play them.
Oh yeah.
But you know, like everything else, it has its day, and then it's done. No one cares anymore.
But Ozzy, that song still lives on. But I mean, it's Ozzy.
Oh,
Ozzy was
totally
good.
Forever.
He was good.
Totally. Yeah. I. I probably do that to myself. I don't even know I'm doing it. I probably still do it.
You probably still do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great laugh. Yeah. It's great. It's multi-track. It's evil.
The dollar margaritas are back. And I'm like, oh my God, Huggy. Stop with the dollar margaritas.
Literally? A margarita's a dollar?
Yeah, at Applebee's.
Oh, shit, I'm going to Applebee's. Yeah,
you know what other commercial pisses me off?
You get hammered off at $10.
You know what other commercial pisses me off? During
10 margaritas? Like, Apple at easy.
The super, or the this playoff is the girl in the freaking airplane. I just took a shower on the airplane. Oh, and now I'm sitting in my own little private, that Emeralds or whatever. I want to kill her. I actually
Penelope Cruz.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz.
God, she needs to shut up with that commercial.
Yo, I mean,
I'm going to kill her.
You get one of those little private rooms on Emirates.
Who the hell could afford that?
You're going to be part of the Mile High Club.
You're not. Yeah. It's only, you're like in a closet, dude. You're like, oh, look.
That's all I need, man.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
I work
nice
lean.
Long flight.
Yeah, I work very lean, man.
Oh my God. Is that who that is?
Penelope, you want to take a shower?
I just took a shower.
You don't leg for another 6 hours.
Oh my God. That match
what,
had a whole...
How much does that cost? You know?
I know. Who could afford
it's
that?
It's got to be like a couple grand.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's your own private expensive. Room or and shower on a air on yeah, a flight?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure
she's
it's
like, oh, Applehead, we still have 6 hours. This has only been 3 minutes and you're all done?
And I'd be like, I'm taking a nap.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's horrible. Yeah, that's another one. I also saw this, too. It was there was a Phoenix Fox affiliate, and he was at the second game, you know, in Citizens Bank. And he was just like, I've been here for 2 hours, and I haven't found one D-backs fan yet.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think you're going to in Philly.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny too. These are things that
bad idea. Bad fucking idea in Philly.
Yeah.
All right, so predictions for the rest of the Phillies, Eagles, and then we can wrap this up, fellas.
Mm. Applehead, you first.
I think the Phillies are going to sweep the Diamondbacks. I think the Eagles, it's going to be a tough game. But I'm going to say the Eagles win.
Wow.
They got to straighten out. Jalen Hurts has to have a great game.
Do we have Julio Jones?
I'm a little
now?
Shaky on some of their play calling.
What
but
about
other
Julio
than that,
Jones?
I don't know how much he's got left. I mean, he's at the end of his career. I mean, no one even had him on the roster up until the Eagles just signed him. I don't know. I hope he contributes something. He's got to be better than our third and fourth receiver.
Yeah. I think he's going to draw people away from Brown.
Yeah.
Brown's
and
amazing.
Devontae.
Brown yeah. is just amazing.
And they just, they got to, you know, he's, A.J. Brown's awesome. Devontae Smith too, but they had a couple drops last game. You can't do
I
that.
I mean, it happens. I mean, my God, it happens.
I think.
Okay. What's your pick?
I don't know, dude. I'm so, I don't want to predict anything. I hate predictions. I think that they won't make it out of Arizona without going to the World Series. That's what I think.
Okay.
So I think they might lose one, but I think I don't think they're going to come back home. I don't think there's going to be any more home games against Arizona here.
And then Eagles?
See, last week's game that they lost, it didn't really sting that bad because of the Phillies' win. You know, like, so it didn't really, like, I wasn't, like, usually I'm pretty much in a bad mood after they lose for a couple days, but I really wasn't in a bad mood. So, if they lose, I won't be upset as long as the Phillies win, but I think they're going to win. I think they're going to beat the Dolphins.
I pretty much agree with you on the Phillies. I think, you know, I think we're going to give them one game. I think they get one. But I think that's it. We give them one. The rest we take.
Either going to take it.
I feel like the Eagles are going to lose. I'm sorry to say it. But I think it will be a good loss. And I think they will be on fire after this game. And I think they're going to lose. But then I think they could go the rest of the season and not lose a game. I feel like they're going to become a machine after this.
Because they have Washington and they have Dallas and then they have a bye.
Yep.
After Miami. Yep.
They're going to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, but then we have the Chiefs. We have the Bills. It's not – their schedule doesn't get easy.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a tough schedule. So I think they're going to win. I think they are. Okay. I think they're going to suffer a tough loss again. I think they're going to make some adjustments. And I think that's it. They're going to come back because they have all the talent. It's all there. Yeah. It's all there. And it's just the gelling isn't there. But the talent's there. They've got it. It's all there.
Okay, that's Huggy's prediction. I'm going to write this down. So,
what do I know?
So Applehead says the Phillies sweep, and you and I say they drop one, but they'll take it in Arizona.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And Applehead, you said the Eagles win?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You
okay. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Okay.
I think you're right.
And I guarantee there's going to be a lot of Phillies fans in Arizona. Because Arizona is like Phoenix is like a transplant city.
Dude,
so there's probably a lot of Phillies fans out there that I mean, do they really care about the Diamondbacks?
No.
No.
I don't know.
And if you're selling tickets for $13 for standing
room
only.
Well, that says everything.
That says it right there. That wouldn't happen here.
No.
That's correct, man. It wouldn't.
Not at all. And I won't be down.
All right, so there we go. So we got our predictions.
Okay, well, good job, guys. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Good job. Good luck, everybody.
I'm sorry I went off the rails on the Phillies, but, you know, I'm just protecting my heart.
No, I know. Like I said, I love negative, man. I love when you get negative because you're so negative.
It's almost rattle the cage.
It's almost depressing. It's not even funny. It's like so depressing. It's like you mean it. You really mean it. Like you're all your emotions are coming out. You mean every word.
That's hard.
Yeah, you were you were so done. And then you were like. And then you trying to get us to accept it that they were done. Guys, just accept it. The series is over. They've lost. You need to grow up. That's basically what you're telling us.
I did. You're right.
Yep. Then Apple said you weren't invited to the parade.
I said you can't go back and forth. Either you're all in or that's it.
Yep.
I am all in. That's the problem. I'm too all in, and I get
He is. Something. He's too committed. Yep. Alrighty, okay. Kids.
Well, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram Matt Huggy Applehead Podcast. It's all one word.
Okay. Yeah, we'll post the Bigfoot video on Instagram, and then we'll post the picture that we have not posted yet on Facebook too.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Clears up the. I, you know, maybe clears up the mystery of did Matt see Bigfoot in Colorado?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Dollar margaritas, baby.
All right.
Let's go.
Here I am. Applebee sees me walking towards the door and they start locking the door.
We are closed. We are closed. Go home. We know who you are. We know who you are. Go home.
Oh, man. The hangover after drinking all those might be horrible.
Margarita.
Right, like diabetes.
Yeah, the worst headache, diarrhea, and diabetes of your life.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, guys.
All right, guys. All right, later.
Later.